Welcome back to the third episode of This Place I Call Home, Fact, Fiction, and Folklore of Southern Indiana. In this episode, I delve into the Howard family tree. James Howard married Rebecca Barmore, the sister of his first business partner, David Barmore, in October 1836 in Madison, Indiana, where they lived for the next decade. Rebecca gave birth to 6 children, including 2 that did not survive infancy. The deceased infants were William and Jeanette. The surviving children were Martha Ann, John Edmonds, who took over the shipyard, Lucy Matilda, and Kate Isabel. They lived in Jeffersonville across from the shipyard on East Market Street. The daughters all married, Martha to James Baird, Lucy to John Armstrong, and Kate to William A. Baird. It is unclear if the two Bairds were related, or how many, if any, children each daughter had. The daughters' lives were not put in the history books, unlike their brother Edmund's, which there is a lot of information in the history books. Edmund's was born in Madison, Indiana, March 1840, but spent most of his life in Jeffersonville. He was educated in Louisville, Kentucky, in public and private schools. He also attended the Kentucky Military Institute in Frankfort, Kentucky. When he was 20, following his father's footsteps, he turned to the river and served as a clerk on a steamboat running up the Ouachita River in Arkansas and Louisiana. This lasted until the War of the Rebellion broke out, and he came home to become employed by the U.S. government as a clerk in the Ordnance Department. This lasted a short time, and Edmonds became interested in his father's shipyard. He learned every aspect of boat building from his father, and this would be helpful for his future. In January 1863, he married Laura Berg of Louisville, Kentucky, and gave birth to 2 sons, Clyde and James, known as Jim. The tragic death of James Howard, the family patriarch, happened October 1876 on the Ohio River near Louisville, Kentucky. James was on a ferry boat coming home from a business trip in Louisville and decided to stay in his carriage. Something scared his horses and they backed the carriage along with James off the side of the ferry. James was seen trying to swim to shore, which was less than 1/8 of a mile away. He sank and drowned. It is speculated he may have had pockets full of coins from his trip to the bank, and this is what weighed him down. It is ironic that a man who lived and worked on the river was ultimately taken down by the same river. After the death of James, Edmonds took control of the shipyard, renaming it E.J. Howard Shipyard. He produced quality steamers and some smaller watercrafts for the Mississippi Valley and Gulf Coast rivers, and even some vessels that went to Dutch Harbor, Alaska. Around 1890, Edmonds began construction on his family's home across from the shipyard, just as his father had done. In episode 4, I will discuss just how grand this house was.